Now, as you heard on Radio Kerry News this morning, a Kerry man found guilty of murdering his brother will appeal his conviction. 42-year-old Fergus O'Connor of the village Scarty Glen was found guilty yesterday of the murder of his brother Padraig, Paddy O'Connor, at 32 on Caslon Moor, Castle Island, on June 28, 2024. Journalist with Kerry Man, Sinead Kelleher, attended the 7-day trial, which took place at the Central Criminal Court sitting in Limerick. Sinead, first of all, and thank you so much for joining us this morning in studio here in Tralee. First of all, can you tell us the circumstances of the case? Very sad case.
Morning, Teresa. How are you? Yeah, it's a very sad case involving two brothers. So obviously it's Fergus O'Connor and Paddy O'Connor. They were both at a family funeral on the day in question. So, you know, they'd been attending the funeral and had a few drinks together actually that evening. So later that night, Paddy O'Connor returned home around 10 p.m. and he texted his girlfriend at the time. She gave evidence in the trial to say he loved her and that he loved her. And they were his final words to his girlfriend. He later died that night after about 12 p.m. His brother Fergus returned home later that night as well. It was some hours after his brother Paddy. He had fallen outside Brown's Bar after coming out of the bar and then had walked home along Pound Road to the house. And within minutes of his arrival home, his brother Paddy was dead. Now, I understand there may have been a row on the night in question, and Fergus had bruising, which indicated there had been a row. And so Paddy was stabbed, and he managed to make his way down into the garden, and he fell in the garden. His mother, Tekla, was also in the house. She has since passed away, which is also a very sad story. So she would have witnessed some of what happened, but she had died some months later. She came out to help Paddy, who was lying in the grass outside, as did a number of neighbours. And this was quite distressing. You know, neighbours gave evidence at the trial and were quite upset at many occasions of having witnessed Paddy fall in the garden, a large amount of blood, and after being stabbed by his brother. Fergus was also at the scene and he ran across to get help from other neighbours as well and was banging on the door. They too gave evidence that they saw his hands were covered in blood, and they also gave evidence of seeing Paddy on the ground. A teenage witness who was very young at the time also gave evidence of seeing Paddy come out the door saying, "Help me, help me." It was very sad. I mean, there was people very upset about this evidence. Now, we understand that Paddy died quite quickly, that he was stabbed by a single stab wound to the chest, which penetrated his heart, and he died within minutes. And, you know, at the end now, his brother, Fergus O'Connor, has been found guilty of this.
And Sinead, you might tell us, how long did the jury take to return a verdict? And was it a unanimous or was it a majority verdict?
So, obviously, we just said they heard evidence for 7 days. So on Thursday morning, then the judge addresses the jury and tells them how to come up with a decision and, you know, what points of law they must take into place. So they went out to start deliberating, I think, on Thursday morning around midday on Thursday. So they deliberated for most of that day, and again on Friday morning, which was actually only a half day because the court wasn't sitting on Friday afternoon. So, and they returned a verdict yesterday morning, which is Monday, after about approximately 7 hours in total over the 3 days of the deliberations. Now, they had come back a number of times looking for CCTV and other evidence that had been put before the court at the time. And they had watched that again, obviously, before coming to their decision. And yesterday, I think around 12 o'clock or so, they came back with a majority verdict, which was 11-1 from a 12-person jury.
Now, on our news report this morning at 8 and 9 from journalist Mark Lynch, Fergus O'Connor's solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, has said that his client will appeal his conviction on a point of law. Obviously, we can't comment any further on that. But setting that aside and all due process going ahead on in relation to that, when will Fergus O'Connor be sentenced?
At the moment, I understand he's due to be sentenced, I think it's actually in Dublin at the time, and on November 24th. I mean, obviously, it's a very sad case. It's a brother now being sentenced for the murder of his brother. You know, it's a very sad case for all involved in this. But I understand he's actually going to be turning 43 some days later after his sentencing, if it goes ahead in that date, which is in November.
And you spoke there, Sinead, about the understandable distress and upset during the trial, which took place at the Central Criminal Court sitting up in Limerick. What was the atmosphere overall during the days that you were there for the trial?
I think for the number of witnesses, I think it was quite difficult. I mean, the events of that night would be ingrained in their memory forever. You know, they were at home in their beds when they heard, you know, female shouting, which was Paddy and Fergus's mother, Tekla, and many of them are out to help. So when they were recalling that night, you know, you could visibly, they were upset about remembering what happened, having seen one of their neighbours die in the grass before them. And also, you know, Fergus O'Connor, the defendant, was also quite upset at some occasions. I mean, I personally saw him crying on a few occasions when witnesses were giving evidence. And like during the 3 days, there was distressing 999 calls were replayed to the jury. And for everyone there, they were quite distressing because they recorded that night, you know, and people shouting for help. And one of the witnesses was there, you know, saying, Paddy, please stay with us. You know, you could visibly hear how upset the neighbours were on the night and how difficult it was. They were trying to save Paddy's life, but were unable to do so. Because as Margaret Bolter said, he would have died quite quickly. It was a single stab wound, you know, and the defence did argue this, you know, it wasn't a frenzied attack. It was just a single stab wound to the chest. It was 17 centimetres and went straight through his heart, which I understand from the evidence would have filled up with blood and he would have died quite quickly. And that is kind of what happened. But, you know, people were upset. I mean, many of them would know Paddy and Fergus their whole life. You know, their mother lived here in this house. They were from Scartaglen originally, but were living in Castle. I think they spent time between the both places. Everyone knows everyone in those communities. So there is no winners in that case. You know, they all knew Fergus and they all knew the late Paddy O'Connor as well. And that was clear in the case. You know, you could see they're upset about this.
It's terrible. And our thoughts are with the family. Thank you, Sinead, for joining us and being so sensitive in recounting to us what has happened, what has been taking place in court over the 7 day trial. And as we said, as you heard earlier on the news, 42-year-old Fergus O'Connor of the village Scartaglen was found guilty yesterday of the murder of his brother Padraig Paddy O'Connor at 32 on Caslon Moor, Castle Island, on June 28th, 2024. We've been speaking there to journalist with the Kerry man, Sinead Kelleher, who was there for the 7 day trial up in Limerick. And also, we should bear in mind that it's been confirmed by Fergus O'Connor's solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, that Mr. Fergus O'Connor intends will appeal his conviction. And as Sinead said there are no winners. Sinead, thank you, and thank you for being so sensitive on this a very, very, very sad and awful case. Thank you.